Love Osho podcast brings you the real stories of the people whose lives have been inspired and transformed by Osho. We explore why thousands of people are falling in love with Osho and where to find them. Take a deep breath and enjoy the show.
Hello and thanks for tuning in. My name is Swaram and I'm the host. This episode is part of the new edition of the Love Osho podcast dedicated to sannyasins who did not meet Osho in the body. Today our guest is Mahanand Kiran. Kiran took sannyas in 2007 and is a former language teacher and journalist who decided to drop her profession to start an Osho meditation center in Bucharest. Kiran offers group workshops, retreats and individual sessions and is also a body worker and tantra teacher. Kiran, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. Enjoying this sunny September day in Romania.
Okay, amazing. So, to start, tell us a little bit about how you came to know about Osho.
Well, when I was in high school, at some point I had a group of three friends and we were spending a lot of our time together sharing about ourselves, what we want to do in our life, and we're kind of very beautiful moments for me where I learned and I was questioning myself what I want really in this life, how do I want to live, to move on with my life. That was in 93, I think. And at some point, one of these friends gave me a book which was called The Autobiography of a Spiritually Incorrect Mystic. And the title intrigued me, first of all, so I started to read it, and I liked it so much. I read it, I remember, very fast. And from then on, I started to search, who is Osho, who is this guy, then about his work, and I read more, and then later on I started to practice his meditation techniques and so on. This is one side. But what I find interesting is that when I was 14, I started to have a recurrent dream, which was a very simple dream with an old man looking Chinese, Japanese, Indian, I didn't know, but was an old man having a white long beard. And he was always smiling in the dream, and that was it. It was a very short dream. I didn't know in those years, even I was thinking, oh my God, what is this dream with this strange man? And only later on, after I read this book, and then I looked and I saw the first picture of Osho, I realized it was the old man in my dream. And I find this very interesting.
So it seems like Osho was already in your unconscious mind, or superconscious mind, if you like. And then you came across the book and you had this recognition and you loved it. And then what also always fascinates me is to understand people from all different parts of the world, when they somehow come to know about Osho, what they do next. Because, of course, you read the book, you get so inspired, and then you think, like, I want to know everything about this man, I want to meet this man, or at least I want to meet the people who know this man. So where did you go? Did you have a local place near your city? Or tell us a little bit about the steps after you knew about Osho.
Yes, it took some years to find a place, as in those years I was living by the Black Sea of Romania. And I graduated high school. I read more and more, and during high school and after I finished the high school, I went into yoga. That was the only modality in Romania in those years as a practice method, if you want to explore yourself. I lived in a communist country, And then after 89, after the revolution, there was a lot of information suddenly coming into Romania. And yeah, in 93, even 95, I remember when I was 18, I started to practice yoga as a method. And then Zazen, as I had this, one of these friends was initiated in Zazen. And only later on, actually, in 2004, then I moved to the capital city of Romania, to Bucharest, and I found a very small gathering of people practicing Osho meditations. So from there on, from 2004, it was I went deeper and deeper into practicing his meditations, and then I started to work with different Osho's disciples, if you want, or old sannyasins. I met Manisha James, Bodhi Ray, and at some point I met Radha, the founder of Tantra Life, and I started to work deeply for some good years with Radha, and that's how I went deeper into looking inside myself, I would say.
I see, yes, and we know very well Radha, and in fact Radha was the opener of the Love Osho podcast. Episode number one is with Radha.
Yes.
So fascinating to hear. Ex-communist country in East Europe were completely closed, and I would assume, as far as I know, actually Osho was banned, at least in Russia. I don't know the details of Romania. So maybe be interesting to hear a little bit about the situation in Romania and the transition and how Osho kind of started to circulate there.
Yes, it is true. Everything was forbidden in terms of information. There was like nothing circulating. And I consider myself very lucky. I can say that through this particular friend, this book arrived to me, and then my inner search, I guess, towards a meaning in my life took me to, practice Osho meditations after, you know, after yoga and Zazen, to suddenly go into dancing, moving. It's quite a different experience. And Osho books started to be published slowly in Romania after the revolution. And then I got to buy them, and also then we started to have access to internet, and I started to listen Osho discourses. And then actually in 2007, we opened, I think, the first Osho dedicated place in Romania. It was in 2007. We opened it. When I say we, I mean me and my beloved, Jivan. We started going into Osho's vision and methods together in 2004. And we opened the meditation place initially for us, just for both of us. But in those years, I was working as a journalist at a magazine which was called Coffee Break. And then my colleagues were interested to know what was I doing, what was happening to me as I was changing. And so they came first to meditate with us, and then they brought friends, and friends brought friends, and that's how it kind of spread. And we had the meditation place for 7 years, and now we are renting different places where we meet for meditation events.
Wow, that's super amazing to hear, and I want to know all about that, about how you introduce Osho and what kind of activities you run, etc. But before that, just I'd love to go a little bit deeper in understanding why Osho. I mean, there are so many different traditions available, so many different options for people who are spiritually more sensitive and are looking for meaning in life. And you chose to be with Osho, who is no more physically available. So, yeah, don't you feel the need of being with a master in the body? Or tell us about that.
Oh, wow. Yes, it's true. I am with Osho, and I do consider Osho as my master, if you want. Yet, when I say Osho now, even though I do have moments when I look into his eyes in the pictures I have with him, when I say Osho now, I mean, of course, so the master, but also all the work that he created. I very much connect with Osho through his work, to be honest, through the meditations and all the methods that he left, that he gifted us. And when I started to explore Osho meditations, actually, after years, some years of kind of passive meditation, some years of zazen, I suddenly felt so good through dancing and then being still and silent, or through breathing and all these meditations that he created. I felt so good. These methods gave me the possibility to express in so many ways myself, I can say, and also to rediscover a new person inside that, to be honest, I had no idea was living inside. And for this, I keep, every time I keep practicing, let's say, Kundalini meditation, I always enjoy it as if it's the first time I'm doing it, to be honest, or any other, or Nataraj meditation. It's always taking me deeper. I'm simply resonating with his methods, and they fit me very well. So they are so diverse. I love to dance, for instance. So I don't know any other master combining so many methods, bringing music and dance and celebration also into meditation, into silence. So that's what I love. And for me, I feel this lifetime is not enough even to to explore and to explore, I would say, all Osho's methods, and even to listen all the discourses. I also love his, for me, Osho has such a poetic way of looking at life, of seeing even the human being, of talking about life, about the human potential. It's just very inspiring for me, and it gives me everything I need. And even now, you know, it might sound funny, sometimes in meditations, his smiling face comes to me somehow. For instance, we are in this morning, so enjoying a 21 days, 21 mornings with Osho Chakra Briefing meditation. And yeah, even this morning, he's smiling to me. So I simply connect totally with Osho, and there is a lot to discover for me. And I get answers even sometimes when I listen to him, or reconfirmations that I am okay, that I am on the good path. And that's why, I don't know if this answers your question.
Yes, indeed, absolutely. And it's very beautiful and inspirational. Okay, so let's talk about your work and your life today. As you mentioned, you guys are the first to establish an Osho center in Romania, which is absolutely amazing. And by profession, you are a language teacher and former journalist. But in addition to that, you've been organizing Osho events for the past, you know, kind of 15 years or so, from 2007. So, you know, around that time. So, yeah, how did you start, and what type of event you run? And then I'd love to hear also about, you know, what kind of people come to your event, why do they come, and a little bit about the sannyas community around your events?
Yes, I would like to mention that when we opened the Osho meditation place in Bucharest, there was in Bucharest this there was somebody organizing already Osho meditation events in Bucharest and also somewhere else in the middle of Romania. Yet there was no dedicated place, and that's what we wanted actually to have a dedicated place where we can meditate together with friends. And in fact, as I said, that's how we started. The place grew up by itself. And yes, as I said, I was working as a journalist in those years. And I never thought that I will keep going and even doing this ongoing. In fact, at some point, I quitted my job as a journalist, yet I thought I would just take a break for 3 months, and then I will be back to it. As I loved what I was doing as a journalist, I was the editor-in-chief of a magazine, I was meeting very interesting people, I was doing interviews, and I loved always to meet, to connect with people. So I never thought I would take a break forever from that job, to be honest. And also in those years in Romania, it was quite a challenge financially speaking. When we started, it was we were offering it, you know, for free. We were offering the possibility, as we considered we were doing it for ourselves first of all, and then donations started to, we started to ask donations. And at some point my partner Shivan actually told me, hey, look, why would you like to go back to your job as a journalist? It seems somehow it's good what we are doing here, things are happening, people are coming, why don't you just keep going with this, and I will keep my job also. And that's how everything developed organically. So, about the kind of people that are coming are people from different backgrounds and different ages, from managers or trainers to people into coaching or psychologists or psychotherapists, people working in banks. It's a really very diverse and different range of people coming, and also different ages. Yet I see it's a young community. If I look to Romania comparing to communities I saw or I've been in Germany or even Italy, it's a young community. You know, after the revolution everybody was hungry. We were so hungry to get to know ourselves, and then many methods started to appear in Romania also.
I understand. So it seems like there is a fertile terrain for this kind of activities, spiritual activities to grow. So it was also the timing was right for you to start this center, which I understand is doing well.
Yes.
And has grown organically. And so what do people look for when they come to your events? What is the motivation behind? Are they interested in self-development? Are they interested in Osho? Do they know Osho before coming, or they get to know Osho because of the center? You know, it'd be interesting to hear about that.
Yeah, many people come because they are interested in their personal growth, in their development, or they are people who tried different other methods. And then there are people who, after some years of reading Osho, they want to explore his meditations. So there are both categories.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough. And in terms of running an Osho center in a city, we know personally, we tried to do that in London. And I know many other people have this idea, this dream to run Osho events in different parts of the world. And it's a challenge, you know, it's not easy. So, of course, as discussed just now, it sounds like the timing was right for you to do this. And the timing is everything. It's very important. You can have a brilliant idea, but you might be a little bit too ahead of the time or too late. But in addition to that, is there anything else that you think is key for running successfully a meditation center in a city?
Yes, it's true. It is challenging. For us, the place was very good, the location, I mean, as we could use loud music and we were not disturbing anybody because the first buildings nearby were at some distance. So one is the location, in my opinion, if it is supportive. And then I think it's important to keep going. When we started, there were very few people coming. There were mainly people who knew us directly. And the fact that they brought their friends, so I guess they liked what was happening there. They enjoyed their experience. And also, as I knew a little bit about PR, let's say, as I worked at that magazine. Then I went around. I remember we were going together through town and spreading flyers with Osho Dynamic Meditation and writing few. We were spreading flyers in coffee shops, for instance. And then more people started to come. I think it takes the location, where the location is important, the location of the center, and also to actively work on spreading the word. And if people are available to share, because in fact, for us, there were the people who shared mouth by mouth. But that was our case. It was a lucky case because we also have friends in other countries who opened Osho places. And yeah, it can be a challenge, I know.
Yes, I think, of course, the luck factor in life is very important, but I don't believe in pure luck. You know, I think successful people are not just lucky, they make luck happen to them, if you like. So I think what you said is very practical. Location is crucial. And then consistency. You know, at the beginning, not many people were coming, but you kept working, you kept going, and you just kept putting your energy and time, and then eventually things started to grow. And I think that's something that many people forget. They only see, oh, you know, the center is working, and you know, there might be just luck here, or Romania is the right time, is the right place. But it's not just that, you know. I just wanted to highlight that, you know, it's a lot of work that goes behind.
It's true, and thank you for reminding me. I do consider consistency actually super important. Consistency is the right word, because also I saw friends starting and then, you know, they kind of let it go. We just felt going as also we had support of different beautiful old sannyasins. So we were just going and we kept going, and was this consistency, in fact, of organizing Osho meditation events that also pulled people into that energy.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful. And then you just now made a link with the old sannyasins. And I know how demanding is for you to run a meditation center with all the difficulties and financial pressures, etc. So for you personally, where do you go for rejuvenating yourself, to recharge your battery? And I'm talking about Osho places. What's your favorite place and what do you normally do when you feel like I need to recharge?
Well, I still like to go very much in Pune, to be honest. And we go there whenever we can. And it's a place where I feel Osho's energy and I get a lot of inspiration. In Europe, I like very much Osho Miasto and also Osho Afros, even though we haven't been there for a few years, but are places that I like. And then I rejuvenate in being in nature.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's a great one, you know, being in nature, and the same for me. And do you have a nice nature in Romania? Is that where you go to recharge?
Yes, actually we live pretty much in nature, in a place surrounded by a big forest and a big wild lake. So, you know, every day we go walking in the forest and we have the nature very much near.
Okay, amazing. That's great. Yes. So you're very much involved in the sannyas world. And in fact, you play an active role in spreading, you know, Osho's methods, Osho's vision, the meditation, etc. And in fact, you're also connected with the sannyas community, the old sannyasins. I gather from what you said that you also invite group leaders to facilitate events in Romania, etc. So if you were to look at the world of Osho from above, what would you like to see in the world of Osho today?
Yes, I would like to see, you know, I would love for a kind of gathering of Osho sannyasins gathering to happen every year more near where I live. In this part of Europe, I would love that for myself. I am aware there are many Osho celebrations and festivals happening, of course, but I mean a global gathering happening one time per year somewhere in Europe near where I live. That would be very nice for me. And looking from above, I think I would like to see that, we just keep spreading or keeping this flame alive of sharing and enjoying the spirit of meditation and celebration. And we can do that together, I believe.
Wow, that's very beautiful. Very beautiful. I love it. And, when we talk about these things, we put out our thoughts and it's like sowing some seeds. So what I take from your answer is this idea of the global Osho festival, something like that, perhaps in Romania. Sounds good to me. And why not, you know? Or maybe you can organize, you can start, and be great.
Yes, you know, we started when we had the meditation place. We did many weekends and organized groups with different old Osho sannyasins. And starting last year, we started this Osho meditation camp with live music in Transylvania, in a very beautiful place in the mountains. Yet this year, due to the COVID situation, it was with a limited number of participants. It is happening in August, but let's see how that is growing. Who knows?
Yes, absolutely. I love it, you know, and East Europe is still, in my experience, from my point of view, is one of those places in the world which is still unexplored, because it was kind of closed, and now obviously borders have opened, but it's not like the first destination that comes to mind to many people who want to travel the world. And I think, you know, Romania has a lot to offer, lots of beautiful nature, and it's still real, it's still like not spoiled by tourism. So that would be a great, yes. A great place.
That's true. Let's see. I'm smiling with a big smile on my face now.
Same here. Okay, Kieran. So we are heading towards the end. Is there anything else you would like to add or anything I didn't ask?
I would like to, to thank you. You and Chetna for this beautiful work that you are doing with the Love Osho podcast. And also thank you for inviting me. And you are both always welcome to Romania, to our Osho meditation camp or Tantra meditation retreats in the mountains.
Absolutely. You know, mark my word, because we are kind of free now. We love traveling and we love discovering Osho places. So definitely when the situation now permits, we will definitely come and visit you.
Most welcome.
Okay, Kieran. So thank you so much. It's been a great pleasure. And perhaps would you like to share with our listeners where they can find you if they want to, you know, get to know you more and know about your activities and Osho events in Romania?
Yes, the best is our Facebook page, facebook.com/Kieran and Jivan. And there you can find all the events and all the information, also a link to a blog that we have.
Okay, great. And I'll link that in the show notes of this episode. Okay, wonderful. So, Kieran, thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure connecting with you. Thanks for sharing your story with Osho, and thanks for your beautiful work you're doing in Romania, which is very much needed. And just keep spreading light, love, and Osho, of course.
Thank you, Soram. Same to you. A big hug and much love.
Yeah, lots of love. Big hug. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it and leave a review. Visit loveosho.com for more episodes, blogs, or to connect with us.